After discussing community members' concerns involving the Six Nations residency bylaw, Six Nations elected council said they are working on revising the 36-year-old regulation. The bylaw states only registered band members of the Six Nations of the Grand River shall be entitled to reside on the reserve. Discussions between Six Nations elected council took place at the August 8th general council meeting after community member Rick Claus and his sister Audrey Burning voiced their concerns about the circumstances they are currently dealing with involving a person they believe to be in breach of the bylaw. Claus and his sister are stating that the individual in question of breaking the bylaw is not from the Six Nations community and has been able to reside on the territory because their documented address is not one that is located on the Six Nations reserve. Councillor Helen Miller states that Six Nations elected council have done everything they can at this point in time and have acted on the situation as is required under the bylaw.
Council has done what we were supposed to do. We followed the residency bylaw. He was given an eviction notice. My understanding is the police delivered the eviction notice to him. And we've done what the residency bylaw requires. The residency bylaw doesn't say anything about kicking people off or anything. All we have to do is give them an eviction notice and the police deliver the notice. And that's what the residency bylaw says. The residency bylaw is no good.
They didn't give him anything. Because he turned around and said he had a Hamilton address, so they left.
Well, I could be, because people do that too. They have addresses and they're saying this is where I live, and we have no way to dispute them.
Councillor Greg Fraser reiterated Councillor Miller's remarks and says oftentimes individuals can find loopholes in the bylaw to reinforce that they're staying on Six Nations as a guest.
The way I understand it is that these one the residents that are non-members that are on the reserve actually say they come on sometimes as guests, right? Is that not correct?
And they'll no, he works here. He's been here 24/7.
I understand.
We got him on film. If you were down here, we could show you.
I understand. I understand what you're saying and what he's doing, but the residency bylaw doesn't go as far as picking him up and removing him. We present him with that eviction notice by the police, and he's given time to leave. If he says he has an address that is off the res, then because we can only remove them when they have an address, their license says they have an address on the reserve. When they have the address off the reserve, they're guests. I understand what you're saying. I understand 100% what you're saying. But the residency bylaw says that if he has an address here, yes, he can be removed, but he does not. He has an address on Hamilton. That's the loophole.
Six Nations elected council CEO Darren Jamieson says he believes the current bylaw is flawed and does not allow for enforcement, and says a residency working team is currently working on revising the insufficiencies related to the local law.
I can appreciate the frustration. I think it really goes back to a bylaw that is flawed, and the flaw is enforcement. It's related to enforcement. We have a residency group working group, Rick, that is working on revising the bylaw because it is insufficient. One of the key elements is the enforcement piece of it.
Jamieson also said one of the difficulties Six Nations is being faced with is not having its own court system to implement the bylaw's policies.
So looking at we don't have our own court system here. So we have to kind of look at what court systems we have to work with. And part of that is, if they can prove that they have a residency in another area besides Six Nations, it's really difficult to prove otherwise. So it becomes almost like a case situation. You have evidence to the contrary. So I think that this is not a done deal by any stretch. I think it's something that we need to continue to look at. And, the residency bylaw is under revision as we speak. Unfortunately, it's not. It requires council's review and approval of any amendments. Part of that is designating an enforcement officer to actually, implement the removal of someone. It's really difficult to do when you don't have your own court system. That's the big selling point that we have.
In regards to Rick Claus and Audrey Burning's current circumstances, Six Nations elected council have passed a motion to meet again with the community members within 2 weeks to further discuss the plan of action moving forward. And Six Nations elected council CEO Darren Jamieson says any amendments or revisions to be made to the residency bylaw will be voted on and approved by Six Nations elected council before the changes go into effect.